Today, the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, Pope Francis' Apostolic Letter, Motu Proprio, A Pirouit Elis, published on the 30th of September, established that the third Sunday in Ordinary Time is to be devoted to the celebration, study, and dissemination of the Word of God. The timing of the document is significant. The 30th of September is the feast day of Saint Jerome, the man who translated most of the Bible into Latin, and who famously said, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." This year also marks the 1600 years since his death. The title of the document, A Pirouit Elis, is equally important. They are its opening words taken from St. Luke's Gospel, where the evangelist describes how the risen Jesus appeared to his disciples and how he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. This celebration has ecumenical value, since the Scripture points out, for those who listen, the path to authentic and firm unity. Pope Francis further assists, "Christ Jesus is knocking at our door in the words of sacred Scriptures. If we hear his voice and open the doors of our minds and hearts, then he will enter our lives and remain ever with us." So this will be our challenge. Live the Word of God today and every day. So let us now reflect on the Word of God in our readings for today. In the sacred Scriptures, the image of light and darkness are symbols for good and evil. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, he described that the people will see the light that they are awaiting for. He said, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." This was also echoed in our gospel reading. Both readings, Jesus is presented as the great light, the one who removed the darkness of sin from the world through the cross and his blood. The prophecy of prophet Isaiah is now fulfilled in Jesus, who brings the good news, the light and truth of the gospel to the world. My sisters and brothers, this is the good news that Jesus proclaimed, and we are now tasked to proclaim it to all nations, to all people, everywhere. The Word of God, the good news, brings to us peace, harmony, hope, truth, and redemption that we needed, which Christ gave us and continue giving us. Jesus takes up John's message of repentance and calls his hearers to believe in the good news he has come to deliver. So what is the good news? What's the Word of God which Jesus brings? It is the good news of peace. The Lord comes to reconcile and restore us to friendship with God. The good news of hope. The Lord comes to dwell with us and to give us a home with him in his heavenly kingdom. the good news of truth. The Lord Jesus sets us free from the lies and deceptions of Satan and open our minds to understand the truth and revelation of God's word. The good news of promise. Jesus fulfills the promise of God to reward those who seek him with the treasure of heaven. The good news of immortality. Jesus overcomes sin and death for us in order to raise our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body, which will never die again. And the good news of salvation. The Lord Jesus delivers us from every fear, every sin, and every obstacle that would keep us from entering his everlasting kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. So the word of God, the gospel, is the power and the wisdom of God, and both powers to change and transform our lives, and wisdom to show us to live as sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. The message of Jesus Christ is the same message St. John the Baptist proclaimed to all people. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. According to Pope Francis, without a repentant heart, Christians can risk living out their faith superficially and fail to live out God's desire for mercy, not sacrifice. Instead, Jesus' love for sinners shows that the church is not a community of perfect people, but disciples on a path who follow the Lord because they recognize themselves as sinners and in need of forgiveness. Jesus' mission is to search for each one of us, to heal our wounds, and to call us to follow him with love. There is no saint without a past, and there's no sinner without a future. This is beautiful. This is what Jesus does. So, my sisters and brothers, Jesus Christ is calling us for a change of heart, a change of lifestyle, a change of direction in our lives. It is not just to be sorry for our past sins and avoid it in the near future. Repentance is a metanoia, a radical change in one's heart. So let us keep on repenting, an ongoing lifestyle of the people who belongs to the kingdom of God. The first teaching of Jesus, as we heard in our gospel for today, repent. So how do we say sorry for our sins? Do we say sorry to our parents when we don't obey them and we are busy with our Mobile Legends, our Facebook, our games? Do you say sorry to your wife or husband when you are at fault, when you yell at him or her, and when you don't understand them, especially when your wife or husband are so tired after their work? Do we say sorry to God when we are lazy to go to Mass or pray? So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharist that we may have a change of heart, have a courage to say sorry to him, to our family, and to those people around us. May the Lord give us the strength to continue repenting for our sins and try our best to avoid all these things in the future. But don't be discouraged when we fall again and when we sin again. The Lord is always willing to accept us, loved us, forgive us, and embrace us. Just go to Him, and without questions, He will say to you, I love you, and I forgive you. Likewise, let us do this to others. Forgive and love them. And let us live the Word of God by example. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, You are the great light amidst the darkness in my life. May Your Word penetrate my heart and transform my mind that I may see Your love, forgiveness, guidance, power, and glory. Help me to choose Your ways and to do what is pleasing to You every day of my life. May I also forgive other people and love them as You forgive and love me. Amen.